Congress required the Coast Guard to write regulations to mandate dockside safety exams and that the vessel be issued a certificate of compliance when it has successfully completed that dockside exam for any and all commercial fishing vessel that is fishing or operating more than 3 miles from the territorial sea baseline.
As most fishermen in Petersburg and around the state know, the Coast Guard has long provided voluntary dockside safety exams. These are basically the same things, except that they're mandatory for this particular class of vessels?
That's exactly right. Starting on the 16th of October, which is the two-year anniversary of the signing of the Coast Guard Authorization Act that mandated at least an every other year successful dockside exam, those vessels that are operating outside of three, it's no longer a voluntary exam. It's a mandatory requirement to show compliance with regulations that have been in place for almost 20 years.
Right. You haven't changed the actual safety requirements, have you, at this point, in terms of the gear and that sort of stuff on board?
No. The regulations for the carriage requirements haven't changed yet. Now, there will be some tweaking and some adjustment that was mandated by the Authorization Act, but those parts are what the Coast Guard considers to be discretionary, and so they will require going through the complete rulemaking process. And so the industry and the public will get ample opportunity to comment on those requirements, on those proposed regulations before they go into place. However, the mandatory exam that's non-discretionary from Congress. Congress wrote the law specifically enough that the regulation, when it's published, is going to essentially mirror the wording that Congress used. So that's coming at us.
Any fisherman out on the water knows that there's areas, whether they're donut holes or bigger areas within the inside waters where there is, you could get beyond 3 miles of shore, even though you're not out in the open ocean. So how is that going to work? How will you be applying this requirement to those sorts of areas?
Right now, we're looking at the fishery limit lines that are printed on most of the larger-scale nautical charts here in Southeast Alaska. It's a green line across these openings, and it's the same line that determines whether or not the state or the federal government has the authority and jurisdiction over fishery management for that waters, for those waters, rather. So there are some areas that are going to be outside 3 miles of the territorial sea baseline that are subject to state jurisdiction, and we're looking to mimic those lines. And that will cut off the openings, and we will include all of the areas inside, those donut holes that are inside the inside passage, and we'll treat all of that water consistently.
Petersburg is one of those communities that has long had pretty high compliance with the voluntary dockside exams. I've always heard that from the Coast Guard. So is that generally the case in many coastal communities around the state, or do you expect there's going to be a lot of people who are going to need to step up and get those requirements done?
I think when you take a look at Alaskan commercial fishermen statewide, our numbers for participation in the voluntary dockside safety exams is significantly higher than the rest of the country, perhaps 3 to 4 times as high. However, I don't think that takes us above about 40% of the active boats. And so while there are areas, Ketchikan, Juneau, Petersburg, for example, a lot of the Kodiak boats, where we reach a very high percentage of the fleet, there's still going to be a lot of folks, I think, out there that have been waiting. Maybe they've heard about this deadline coming up. Those folks need to contact their local Coast Guard. They need to set up those dockside exams, if for no other reason immediately than to get those work lists so that they know exactly what they need to do to be in compliance so that they can get their decal as we move closer to when we're going to be enforcing this.